Hello. So welcome, episode number 4. And it is probably the most obvious one I was going to do. For anyone that watches my videos or Facebook or Instagram, you will know that I have a weird habit that is growing in popularity amongst others of getting in cold water every day or most days now. And I'll explain why it's become most days. At the beginning, it was every day of getting in this cold water. Usually any time, there's no set time that I do it. Usually any time between about 5 and 7. I don't do it specifically before training or after training. I just do it. And the reason I'm going to explain really quickly why I now don't do it every day, because I didn't want it to become a thing that was relied upon, in that it must be a thing that must be done. So I now set a little, I had it up and I do about 5 out of 7 days in a week. And obviously I try and go no more than 2 days or a day off without jumping in it. So cold water, why? The honest answer is, don't know. Everything I say here is not backed by any kind of evidence or anything like that. It's just my own personal thoughts and opinions on getting in a tub of cold water every day. There are research articles out there that some say it's come with all sorts of benefits. Some say it has very limited. Some follow how long you should sit in there and stuff like that. When I get in it, I just sit in it for 2 minutes. Sometimes I've done up to 5, only once or twice. Every so often I'll do up to 3 minutes for no real reason. But 2 minutes is generally what I get in there and do. And the hardest part is getting in it. Once you're in it, it's not too bad. And then when you get out, it feels pretty good. So the benefits of it is, does it help with discipline? Yes, I think this whole getting, doing something hard at the beginning of the day, I mean, the day can't get any worse. But this saying of, you know, train hard for an easy life, if you like. And I see it as part of almost like an exercise training routine, if you like. And it was difficult at first. Now, I'll be honest, it's still difficult to get in, and I question why I do it. But it is easy now. And at first, it wasn't. The first 3 or 4 days, I hated it. Then after about a week, I thought, it's not too bad. Then after about 30 days, I actually quite enjoyed it. And to get it started, I used to video it every single day to make myself do it. Otherwise, I probably would have stopped. And that's a bit like training. It's tell someone what you're going to do and you're far more likely to stick to it. And I used that theory of holding myself accountable to the video camera to start it off. And now it builds that discipline, is that you go in there knowing that it needs to get done. You can tick it off. And like I said, I don't do it every day now. 5 out of 7 days. I have found that it helps with recovery and aching after the gym and after long runs and things like that. Some people have said it helps with fat loss. I'm not too sure. There are bigger things you can worry over rather than getting in cold water to lose body fat. Do I think it helps? Yes, because I think it can add to all the different decisions that you make, or healthy decisions that you make. The fact that you've made a decision to get in cold water, which is quite a tough decision, is that it then makes your decision to choose a healthy meal rather than a McDonald's or not having a dessert when you're getting towards the end of your calories, for example, or just making that decision to go to the gym. You know, if you got up and got in a tub of cold water at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're probably far more likely to go, well, I need to go to the gym now to make that worthwhile. Otherwise, I'm just getting cold water for the sake of getting cold water. without any real thought behind it. So the act of doing it daily helps to contribute to decision making for health and fitness, if nothing else. And we're just coming back out the other side now, but over the last few weeks, it's got quite cold, maybe 4 or 5 actually. You know, there were times when it was -5, -6 degrees outside at that time in the morning. I had to break some ice to get into it. And it got to a point where a few weeks out, I was really looking forward to that temperature in a weird way. In that I'd built it up all through the summer where it is difficult to get the water cold. Or down to those single digits, if you like. I used to throw loads of ice in it, loads of frozen bottles and all sorts. You know, don't have that trouble anymore. You know, it constantly sits below 7 degrees at the minute. And when I get in it first thing in the morning, it's been really cold overnight. So, it's, you know, the water temperature is colder than it would be at 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. But what I'm trying to say is, I looked forward to breaking that ice when it was on there, on those really, really cold days, because I built it up over time. And it's almost like progressive overload of training. So when you increase your weights, for example, you know, you look forward to building that up. Similar to the water is, I almost did it in reverse, is I, you know, when it was on 10, I was like, oh, I can't wait for it to get down to 9. When it's on 9, I couldn't wait for it to get down to 8. And over time, built up. And that's, whereas if I'd done it right at the beginning and tried to get in 0 degree water, you know, it would have been difficult. Or I certainly would have struggled for those 2 minutes. But actually, when I was sat in it for those 2 minutes, at just over 0 degrees, it didn't feel a lot different to when it was 10. Because you'd built up that resilience over time. And that is another thing I think it is good for. Is it helps you, you know, plan, look forward, use numbers, which is something I like doing to plan training and exercise and sleeping and food and all the rest of it. Is it just another number that we can, that I can track as well, if nothing. I mean, I don't track it, but just to, in my head, look forward to it, to what's going to happen to it over time. It's also one of these things that helps you make decisions easy for yourself. So my swimming trunks are right by the door. The first thing I do in the morning is come downstairs into the kitchen, have a coffee. And the first thing I see is the swimming trunks. So I know I've got to go in. You know, if you're one of these that struggles with going to the gym, laying out shorts and a t-shirt to go to the gym, and that's the first thing you see in the morning, is going to help you make that decision to go to the gym. In that you would sit there and rather than put them away and the embarrassment of putting them back in the wardrobe, if you like, it's far easier just to put them on and go down to the gym. Same with the trunks. Rather than just them continuously stare at me, it's far easier just to put them on, get in, get out, and 2 minutes later, it's done. So it does help with that. So it's a little bit of a shorter one, really, on jumping in the cold water. But if you want to start doing it, is rather than paying out, I mean, you can pay thousands for these things. I didn't pay thousands. But if you want to start with just, even if you just did one cold bath a week to start, or a cold shower every morning, you know, then if you can stick with that, then look into investing in a cold water pod or bucket or whatever you want to refer to it as, and build it up. And then make your decision as to whether it's something you want to stick to. I'm now approaching a year of very, very few days off. And I wouldn't say I wouldn't live without it now. But if that one broke, I would definitely go and buy another one. For sure. Right, I'll hold it there. Cold water summed up in less than 10 minutes. I didn't want to spend too long rabbiting on because somebody would be like, yeah, I know we've heard all this before. But that was just my thoughts on jumping into the cold water every day. Next week, I'm going to look at the power of habits. is the topic for next week. So you can look forward to that. Once again, thank you for listening. Hopefully slightly enjoyable, a little bit of a different one. But 10 minutes on cold water submersion complete. See you again next week.